hear them called long sweetening and short sweetening for syrup and molasses?
Mm-hmm. I use Caro.
She said different ways. They call
yeah.
Different ways.
I use Caro to whiten it dark.
What about them? If you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
I was buying a bottle, honey. But mm-hmm. a can before years ago, it used to come in a can. That's what you want.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear it called a stand? A stand of molasses? What about
now, maybe some older than me might, but I never did.
What about a stand of lard? Did you ever hear that?
Keg of lard.
Uh-huh. A keg?
Keg.
What about something bigger than a keg?
A barrel.
Barrel.
Uh-huh. And you know the things that run around the barrel?
The hoops.
Huh?
Hoop.
Uh-huh. And you say on a beer keg, the thing that you turn...
Faucet.
Uh-huh. What about what you have out in the yard that you can hook your hose up to and turn?
A faucet.
Uh-huh. And at the sink?
Mm-hmm. Faucet.
There's faucet all three. And if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you could hit them with a...
Oh, honey, I don't know what to tell you. I don't ride no... Yeah, I know what you're talking about, a whip.
Uh-huh. And... If you took, well, this would be before your time, but I'll ask you anyway. If you took corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount of corn that you'd take at one time?
How much corn you would take to the mill?
Take
it by bushels, I imagine.
Huh?
Bushels?
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear of a turn of corn?
Mm-mm.
What about if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms.
A bundle.
Okay.
Another name for it.
Or you could call that an arm.
Arm full of wood.
Uh-huh. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load, you say he just had a...
Half a load.
Okay. Did you ever hear a jag of wood?
Hmm.
And say if a man had a load of wood on his wagon and he's driving along and he drove it up to his house and he unloaded it and then he went back and got some more and unloaded that. He'd say he was doing what?
Unloading wood.
Or he's carrying it from
one place to the next.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say he's carting wood or hauling wood?
Carrying.
Huh?
Hauling.
Hauling or carrying, either one, they'd
uh-huh.
say.
And say if there was a tree limb in the road, you'd say, well, I just...
Grab that branch.
And I what it out of the road.
Take it off the road.
Uh-huh. But talking about dragging it, you say I grabbed
pulled
it.
Pulled it or dragged it, either one.
Okay.
Pull it.
And you say, we have what many branches out of this road.
We have pulled many branches or taken many branches off the road, either way.
We're talking pull. About dragging them. You say, we have.
Well, I'd say drag, but maybe they'd say pull.
Okay.
Different expressions, you know.
Uh-huh. Would you say we have drugged them or
drug.
We have dragged them or?
I'd say we have drugged.
Okay. And you say nowadays if you went and bought some things at the store, the grocer would put them in a
paper bag.
Okay. What about something that flour used to come in?
Hmm.
If you bought about
a sack.
Uh-huh. What would the sack be made out of?
Burlap.
Okay.
Hmm?
Cloth.
Burlap, mama.
Well, what did they call those burlap sacks? Any special names for them?
They used to come in flowered material. I know people used to make clothes with them years ago. Cotton.
Do you ever hear of a tote sack or croaker sack?
I heard of a tote sack, yeah.
A what?
Tote sack.
Uh-huh. Was that the burlap sack?
I don't know. I just heard the expression of it, honey.
Uh-huh.